says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon, as are so many other millions of people. Generically speaking, we're all tuned into the Trump phenomenon. But happily, we chose that as the name for this show. That was the concept that led to the creation of this show, was the realization that the Trump phenomenon was upon us. And this is back when Donald Trump was a candidate that people gave no chance of making it to the nomination, no chance of making it to the presidency. We disagreed. And with us tonight, others who disagreed, here on board the Trump phenomenon train, Paul Fromm. And Paul, you say the beautiful mountains of British Columbia.
Yes, I'm in the interior in the Okanagan Valley, and that was really why I couldn't join you yesterday. It was during the travel, but a beautiful country, God's country. And this afternoon, I saw five mountain sheep with their curly horns. That was really quite a treat. I love God's nature. I'm not too happy with some of the other creatures, two-legged, that are invading my country. But it's always great to see some of God's four-legged creations.
Okay. Beautiful. And we were talking about you at the board meeting of the American Freedom Party yesterday. And the board is looking forward to the you and I have to give them some updates on Paul's book, folks, on the tragedy going on in South Africa right now, a tragedy that foreshadows what could happen to us if we don't come to our senses about preserving our ethnic identity and our ethnic control of our own countries, those European countries. What could happen to us? Now, of course, we want to rescue our cousins in South Africa, however best, and we'll let them determine what best form that rescue may take. We have 4 million cousins stranded in South Africa, the country they built, but they are now held hostage by an overwhelming number of non-Europeans who, folks don't know this, Paul, that South Africa has for decades been subject to a massive black immigration invasion of South Africa itself.
Oh, yes. There's a rule that I guess I imbibed first from Dr. Roger Pearson of the Mankind Quarterly 30 years ago, and that is demography is everything. It's hard to believe, but up until maybe the 1920s, the black population of South Africa was about equal to that of the whites. Whites didn't breed as fast, and blacks did, and there was a lot of black immigration. Now there's about 55 million Negroes and give or take maybe 4.5 million whites in South Africa. The whites who have a relatively good birth rate, but still they not nearly that of the blacks, completely overwhelmed within 100 years.
Yes.
Demographic changes can, within a couple of generations, utterly changed the country. And that's what's happening in America. When you and I were growing up in the 50s and early 60s, America, it was 90% white. Almost all the rest of the non-white were Negroes. Canada was 98% white. Well, America's maybe 61% white today. Canada's a little under 80. That's, you know, within part of a lifetime. And demography's everything. And even now, large numbers of blacks continue to pour into South Africa because the government is crippled by communist ideology. They think of all Africans, officially, they think of all African, all black Africans as brothers, or as they so cutely say, we're brothers by different mothers. Now, think about that one. Brothers by different mothers. Now, there's a lot of blacks in South Africa who don't like this, obviously, because Africa is very tribal. And they see the newcomers as being from different tribes, and they don't like it. But, South Africa is, in addition to the other bad things, is an example of the damage caused by uncontrolled immigration. I'd like to think it's more than just a series of lessons. It's not like we can draw lessons from that and try not to have the same fate come to us. I think we would like to go further and help the whites there turn things around.
Exactly. In Paul's book, The Tone Taken, I think it's safe to say, folks, The Tone Taken will not be, this is so sad that this tragedy has happened. No, the tone will be, we can fight our way out of this. And all is not lost. Anytime, you know, a population of 4+ million white folks is a lot of people. So that's coming up. And the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show, we're so proud to be helping to generate this book and enthusiasm for it. And we will work hard on this show to sell the book and distribute the book, get folks to read it, including Donald Trump and his staff. And it's not that, it will not be that Herculean a task to get them to read the book, because there is actually no book on this subject out there. So it's a crying need that we are filling here. And let us now, Paul, waiting in the sideline on the sidelines here, has been our third co-host with us so often, our regular George in Maryland. George, thank you for being here.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Paul. Watching bald eagles fly around my parts because their habitats have been shrunk down, that now they're starting to live in the suburbs. So we have much to discuss in the coming year.
Hey, guys, I just had a sports analogy. When we start the show out, you know how football teams come out of the tunnel, the beginning with the cheerleaders, you know, jumping up and down? Well, when you guys, when we start our show, you know, you guys, the three of us, we come out of the tunnel. So anyway, why not?
Did you have a good Christmas, a good Easter, George?
Yes. Every Easter is a good Easter, except try to find a Latin Mass with a real Easter service from 1930. Good luck.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, and likewise here, excellent Christmas. Or now you got me, Paul. Easter at Grandma's here with the kids was very, very nice. Easter egg hunt here at our house and at Grandma's. So I'm sure you did too, Paul. Were those goats or sheep that you saw?
Oh yes, they were just beautiful.
I was reaching for some kind of an Easter egg bunny rabbit joke. That no Easter eggs though from those guys.
Right.
my five-year-old was asking very pointedly, like he says, "Well, Daddy, how do Easter eggs lay chocolate? How do Easter bunnies lay chocolate eggs?" And he's like looking at me, and he's this story is not going to make it to his sixth birthday.
You know, the answer is very carefully, but there were 20,000 souls went to the White House Easter egg roll, and the local papers couldn't even resist. Even though the compost hates Trump, they hate whites, they hate the whole thing. They couldn't argue with the fact there was 20,000 people crowded around Lafayette Park doing the Easter egg roll with a pretty good-looking woman running the whole thing. They don't like that either. But that's what happened.
Well, now some of the other stories I want to cover here tonight, folks, in our brief hour together. First of all, most importantly, I want to hear from you at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So I'll be watching the call board here more assiduously than I am wont to do so that I don't leave any of you hanging. Themes I'd like to talk about tonight. First of all, Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice, spent his first day at work today. And what a wonderful occasion for celebration and Easter festivities that is. And the I'm going to throw a counterintuitive idea out there. One of you callers called me just a little while ago before the show with an idea that I said, wow, you're right. And that is this, that Antonin Scalia, in his death, may have done yet another great service to our nation. What a giant Antonin Scalia has been, and what a loss his death was. But this caller said, think of this, Kelso. Had the American public not known that Donald Trump, that this election will determine the makeup of the Supreme Court, had they not had that issue front and center before them throughout the entire election, everybody was aware of that. It might have, Antonin Scalia may have propelled Donald Trump into the White House, because everyone knew you just can't have Hillary. Our enemies didn't know this, of course. They wanted her to make the pick. But knowing that this president is going to make this pick, which is now the first great event of his presidency, he won by less than 100,000 votes, and actually didn't even carry a majority of the national vote. If you believe the numbers that were reported, but you know, in those states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and in the key states, Pennsylvania. He won by 100,000 votes. Did the Scalia, in his death, Scalia may have elevated Donald Trump to the presidency because of the centrality of that issue. And I mentioned this with others out there in our Patriot cause who, with that few votes making the difference, can Ann Coulter say to her, you know, put her bed down on her pillow at night and with a little smile thinking that, you know, maybe this is one of the greatest things I've done for my people, is did I sway 100,000 people in Trump's direction? She very well may have. Michael Savage can say the same thing. Mike Rivero can say the same thing. Matt Drudge can say the same thing. Pat Buchanan can say the same thing. And Antonin Scalia, from his perch in heaven, he can say the same thing. Other things are...
James, go ahead. There were people who didn't like Donald Trump for whatever reason, maybe diehard supporters of Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, or even maybe milder or less hardcore candidates who say, okay, I don't like Trump because he was against my guy, but Trump will appoint the next Supreme Court, the Supreme Court vacancy. I believe he'll appoint a strict constructionist. What's most important to me, my hurt feelings that my guy didn't make it, or looking to the future? And I bet that was good for 100,000 votes, I think.
Sure, I agree, and more, maybe a million. So it's such a depressing thought. You know, the thought, for instance, that possibly Scalia was murdered. That's a real possibility. Remember, no regular autopsy What in the world? You know, they do autopsies. If they find a guy under the bridge near the river in your town, they do an autopsy on that poor, unfortunate guy to see how he died. On a Supreme Court justice, of course an autopsy is mandatory. So very irregular, the circumstances surrounding his death. Might have been murdered. The whole thing, just very tragic. It's wonderful that at the swearing-in of Neil Gorsuch, that Donald Trump arranged to have Mrs. Scalia there in the front row and gave a tribute to her and to her husband. Other things I'd like to talk about. Here's another counterintuitive thing, folks. Another caller gave me this one today. The Berkeley police, you know, people are upset. The Berkeley police sitting in their squad cars while patriots are having their faces bloodied in some cases, taking some very dangerous blows, especially to the head, that could actually cause someone to die or have brain damage. This is horrible stuff. But along the lines of a silver lining to the gray cloud, the Berkeley police may be doing us a favor. Think of this. Maybe I'm wrong in this take, but one of the things that's come out in the Berserkly riots is that patriots can stand their own ground. And the punks on the left are getting a big surprise in each one of these events. Watch the video, folks. You're seeing big guys with big muscles who are patriots staring down little wimpy punks who like to hit you from behind or with their skateboard. This is new. This is new for them. And they like to scream, you know, we own the streets. We own the streets. And our guys are looking back at them saying, really? Really? Come on. Come on. You don't own this street. And so this, now listen, folks, if the Berkeley police were doing great cops would normally do, and I don't think the Berkeley police, by the way, there's anything wrong with those police, probably it's their police chief, but it might even be a deeper story than that. His name is Greenwood, their police chief, and he looks like an okay guy in his photograph. Maybe he's got a deeper game here, because if the police were doing their normal job, they'd be separating everybody and they'd be making sure that people don't get hurt. And who would they be protecting if the Berkeley police were separating this? I'll tell you who they'd be protecting. The punks. Because the punks are coming out at the losing end in Berkeley. And the police would be preventing the humiliation of the communist punks who are being shown to be communist punks. If the police were in the middle, this would not be demonstrated. And I'll tell you what, if these rallies continue to grow, our side is going to get bigger and bigger. Their side isn't going to get bigger. Our side is going to get tougher and tougher. So if the Berkeley police continue to stand down, I think this may turn into a legendary, wonderful demonstration of patriots. Patriots showing who we are, and not beating people up and so on, but standing in the street saying, come on, come on, you know, come on, tough guy with your firecrackers and your skateboard and your burning trash cans. Come on, we're here, you know, tough guys. And they're not coming on. They're running away down the street when our guys walk forward. And we walk forward simply in a free speech event where we've filed we're going to have an event in this park, and you know, we're entitled to have our event and we're entitled to stand our ground while they're afraid to attack us. Anyway, with more and your calls right after this break.
Still best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Oh, we're back, folks. Let me look at my call board to see whether we have any calls yet. And we'll get to your calls in a bit. We got Dave in Nevada up next. I'm getting a little audio here. I need to get off my computer. Let me mute myself. Let's see. There we go. I got rid of that. Sorry, a little inadvertent audio. Log on the fire for discussion today. The Navy SEAL Team 6 is in South Korea. Now, if you're Kim Jong-un, Ann Coulter may have sweet dreams, knowing what she's done to elect Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un has to be having nightmares knowing that Navy SEAL Team 6 is in South Korea, because their job, and this was put out, this is publicized in the National Enquirer. By the way, somebody else who can take credit for electing Donald Trump, the National Enquirer. Surprise. You wouldn't expect this. But wall-to-wall, every issue, slamming Hillary and building Trump. Every single issue. In the issue out on the news, and today in your supermarket, being seen by millions of Americans, they point out that maybe, now they, the owner of the National Enquirer is good friends with Donald Trump. So this story probably may have an origin in the White House, letting the dictator of North Korea know that Navy SEAL Team 6 is in South Korea. These are the people who took out Osama bin Laden, and that's their job. And in the article, it even says their job in North Korea would be, take note, Mr. Un, would be to find his whereabouts and call in the drones. The drones, the article also points out, the drones are now in South Korea with the Hellfire missiles ready to go. More signals that Donald Trump, these signals are obviously all coming from Donald Trump. Why is Mike Pence in South Korea right now? Well, it's not because Mike Pence wants to go to South Korea. He may, but it's because his boss, the president, sent him there. And he is standing on the front line in the same way our guy stood in the street in Berkeley. Our vice president is standing on the demilitarized zone saying, nope, you're not going to be putting any nuclear bombs on top of ballistic missiles. Go ahead, Paul.
I agree with you, James, and that I have a bit of intelligence that just came my way. Do you know who was accompanying Mike Pence?
No.
The special White House hairdresser. And he's going to be lent to Kim Jong-un to get that ridiculous hairstyle fixed so that he can look, at least on a good day, as a semi-civilized person.
Well, he needs to get a mohawk so he'll be harder to recognize by the Navy SEAL team. So they can't recognize him from the air.
I think you're right. If he has any knowledge of recent military history, he may have that cold feeling that his kimchi is about to be overturned.
Right, and the Carl Vinson and associated ships in what Donald Trump colorfully and accurately calls the Armada is right there in Korean waters, and of course, which means guarantees, and this is also in the National Enquirer article, guarantees total air superiority, among other forms of superiority. And Kim Jong-un can forget about his Air Force. That will cease to exist within about 5 minutes with the Carl Vinson there. And so that's the story there. And, you know, what we're likely to see, folks, and this is peace through strength. You know, I talked with another caller who was talking with me, and we talked about this on the air yesterday. Donald Trump is not waging war. He is not. He promised himself not to be a war hawk, not to be a nation builder. He is engaging in peace through strength. All of that overwhelming force that we just described will prevent a war. Whereas allowing a madman to have nuclear missiles very easily could cause Armageddon. We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"We're back, folks."
Any man can be a fool.
We are back, and another Paul, George, and I were talking during the break. Another item we want to put on the show today is that what will Donald Trump be doing tomorrow? Military helicopters were spotted over the Snap-on plant in Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday. That's kind of a tip-off. Not too often that military helicopters are over the Snap-on plant. And the assemblyman, the local assemblyman there, Representative Ted Onstad, boy, is that a Norsky name, who's a Democrat from Kenosha, he said he's heard from Snap-on people in the Snap-on plant that they're expecting to see Donald Trump tomorrow. Now, Kenosha is in Paul Ryan's district, U.S. Congress district. So I like that. I like that pressure. Donald Trump appearing right there in Paul Ryan's district. Talk about sending a message. Who knows? Now that word has leaked out, there'll probably be people swarming around the Snap-on plant, maybe not able to get in. But Snap-on, you know, perfect imagery. Anyone familiar with what it's like to be a blue-collar knuckle-buster in America, you know, working as a mechanic or in any kind of job with a toolbox, you want your toolbox to say Snap-on on the outside of that toolbox, and Snap-on stamped into every single tool, because that's the American top quality tool, and the one that doesn't slip off of nuts and bolts. And that Donald Trump will really connect. It's like visiting a Harley-Davidson plant, which he's done. That will really connect with the people who elected Donald Trump, which is blue-collar American men. Above all, that demographic more than any other. Again, talking about in today's show theme, who elected Donald Trump? So anyway, we got that. That was leaked out of Wisconsin, so we'll see that event tomorrow. We trust. Again, the main reason I think it's going to happen is the military helicopters hovering over the Snap-on plant. And that's good to hear also, that that the security for our president is like that. Obviously millions of dollars are being spent to flying those helicopters over that plant, and who knows what else is going on. So everything's being checked out. That's really good to hear. After the worrying events that we've heard about, a few clowns getting over the fence at the White House, bringing into doubt, how solid our president's security is. Let's go to a caller right now. Let me get my calling board up here. There it is. And let us go to Dave in Nevada, engineer, if you can bring Dave up.
Yeah, hello, Jimmy. Yeah, I just had a comment about SEAL Team 6 in South Korea. You know, it would actually be nice if there was actually SEAL Team 6 in Mexico City. How about that? And the demilitarized zone in Korea is about 100 times more secure than the United States-Mexican border. There are 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea right now. If all you did was simply transfer those troops to the U.S.-Mexican border, there would be one troop for every 100 yards. This is the whole irony of this situation. I have a friend that was actually imprisoned in North. I have a friend that was imprisoned in North Korea. He was released after 8 months for crossing the border. And this was because the North Koreans are not interested in engaging in any kind of warfare with any Western powers. They don't want to push the button. They are diplomatic if the West wants to negotiate. But the irony is that the West is pushing and the East is not. If you encircle a certain group of dogs, those dogs will eventually attack. And I hope people understand this idea.
Yeah, now, Dave, may I?
And people are complaining about an open border on the United States border. Where are our troops? They're nowhere. They're all over the world except for on the U.S.-Mexican border. I can't emphasize this enough.
Yeah. Dave, you are 100%.
These people that call themselves.
Dave, I agree with you completely on your thoughts on putting the military on our border. But let me debate you just a little bit on your thought that the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is not provoking the West and has peaceful intent.
Is Mexico not provoking the United States?
No, I'm not talking about Mexico. I'm talking about North Korea. North Korea. And Dave, here's the situation. Kim Jong-un is not surrounded. He has behind him, very friendly to him, communist China. And that's his only land border. The rest is ocean around him there. So he's not surrounded. He does not have any reason whatsoever, any rational reason to be developing nuclear devices, which he has already successfully done. No reason whatsoever to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. And by the way, at his parade on the day that probably U.S. by technical means blew up his latest missile on the launch pad, probably so jamming the electronic signals to that device that it was probably like being inside a microwave oven wherever that missile was. He has no reason to have those missiles. And so that's an intolerant, and he's clinically insane. Dave, I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. He just killed two of his family members, murdered them, including his own half-brother. This is a clinically insane person who, in his pronouncements, when you talk about Pacific intentions, the only thing that's Pacific about his intentions is he intends to shoot his missiles across the Pacific. And, he's actually said, I'll take you out. I can reach you. My missiles and my nukes can reach you in the United States. That's intolerable, unacceptable. He needs to go. And Donald Trump is sending that.
Citizens have been killed by Koreans. None.
I'm sorry. Say
zero.
Zero.
How many United States citizens have been killed by Koreans?
Wait, Dave. Dave, are you going to wait for the mushroom cloud over Seoul and over Tokyo?
No, name one person that's been killed by a Korean in the United States. Show me one.
No, that's not the standard.
Give me one single statistic.
Okay, obviously none. But there's no point. There's no point to that. It's a non sequitur. It's a straw man argument. Okay, the problem with him is he has nukes on missiles, and he said, I want to use them against you. Okay. And he's a raving lunatic. He's clinically insane. I mean, look, if you murder your own brother, you're secure in your power. You're the dictator of the country, and your own brother is just really trying to get out of Dodge at the airport in Kuala Lumpur. And you have female secret agents go up to him with poison chemicals on rags and rub them in his face, and he's dead of a heart attack. 2 or 3 minutes later, that is an absolute animal. And of course, the stories about how the North Korean people are treated. Life in North Korea, Dave, I mean, come on, it's hell. That is hell. That is a total dictatorship, zero freedom of speech, zero liberties of any kind. The North Korean people, I'll tell you one of the things, if the dictator is taken out, and this may be a great achievement of the Trump administration, North Korea naturally belongs with South Korea in a very great nation, making your Samsung phone and your Hyundai car. These people are very creative, very productive, very hardworking. They're giving the Japanese a real run for their money. This is a great people. North Korea belongs with South Korea. And I'll tell you what, I'll predict it right here. By the end of the Trump administration, we may see a united Korea. Go ahead, Dave. Okay, well, we may have lost Dave. I don't know why he'd want to... sing the praises of the North Korean tyranny. That's by all accounts.
I don't know, James. How many people have been killed by North Koreans? I know a few. My family members. In an interesting year called 1951.
Yes.
So I know some people who have been killed by North Koreans there, Mr. Caller. I know some people are real unhappy about what happened in Korea a long time ago. A Pacific nation... I don't smoke marijuana, but maybe next time I get with you, we'll both smoke some marijuana. That was bizarre. The Pacific nation of North Korea. There you have it, James. I don't always agree with you, but that one really was bizarre.
I think what the guy was trying to say about he's mixing apples and oranges is, America really has to pay attention about the invasion across the Mexican border and the fact that many of the people coming in are desperate killers and rapists and just generally no good. That doesn't mean there isn't a problem in North Korea or with North Korea rather. I think it's a case of he had the glimmer of a good idea, but gets it confused.
Yeah, no, Dave, you're right in your idea that we ought to have, I like the idea, 100 yards apart, U.S. military on the border. I think that's a good idea, Dave. Now, as far as Navy Team SEAL 6, or Navy SEAL Team 6, boy, I got to get those in the right order, going to Mexico City. I think you're wrong about that. The use of that unit has to be used with great discretion. That is, you know, only in the worst case. Worst case, you call in those guys. Mexico City, not appropriate. But I'll tell you where it would be appropriate. And Donald Trump promised it in the campaign. I don't know if you remember, in the primaries, the head of the one of the cartels in Mexico put a $100 million price tag on Donald Trump's head. I don't know if you remember that. He actually said, I'll pay $100 million to someone who will kill Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, in various ways, he said, no, it's not me that's going to die. It's you, buddy. And Navy SEAL Team 6, right group for that job. And Donald Trump has said, if you can't control your cartels in Mexico, Mr. President of Mexico, I can. I can reach out and touch them. And by the way, that's already happened even before Donald Trump. But I mean, Donald Trump, he'll be really serious. But American military has reached out and touched some of the drug cartels in various places in South America and Central America. There are other stories too. Other stories that on that subject. But we're talking about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump here. He can take out the cartels.
Hey, James, I'm still scratching my head. Did the Korean War take place, or am I just imagining that?
Yeah, exactly.
Some guy named MacArthur over there, and it was Incheon, a barbecue, or an invasion? Was there not a tiny little pocket that had to fight by themselves for, I don't know, 16 weeks until they were liberated, and the Yalu River, and how many movies are we are with Charlton Heston on being a GI in Korea in 1952? It wasn't the most comfortable of situations. You know, my barber was in the Korean War. He had story after story of the misery of being that blasted, horrible, freezing-ass cold place. You know, frozen corpses all over the place. So, yes, Mr. Caller, good old-fashioned Americans related to you were killed in Korea a long time ago. Yeah. And they weren't from the South Koreans either.
And it wasn't all comedy and laughs like MASH. Almost 1,000 Canadians died there.
Yes, don't get me going about MASH, one of the most disgusting, hateful, anti-American pile of diatribe I've ever seen on a boob tube.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be banned from the universe.
Speaking of Holly Weird, there's another enemy of Donald Trump that's beginning to organize. This is Harvey Weinstein, and he gave an interview to the Hollywood Reporter. And apparently the Weinstein Company is about to set up a private foundation to fund to combat Donald Trump. He said, quote, "We're going to support everything from LGBT to women's rights, more women directors, the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm going to finance a lot of it privately." This was an interview before the election with Fox News. The Oscar-winning producer said that if Trump were to win, the country must come together, and added that he had nothing against Trump personally. When Trump won, however, Weinstein said he hoped to see the new president leave behind the divisiveness. Well, now he's given up on that, and he's if we could survive each other, we'd do a great job. Weinstein added that the current Academy producers are not technology property. He also joked that he would bring back Warren Beatty. He wants to organize a foundation to try to combat Donald Trump. And regrettably, as we know from Hillary, these far left Hollywood types have deep pockets, and there's a lot of money out there. So. Those of us on the radio will have some combating to do, I think, in the next few years.
Okay, and another person who's receiving the same treatment in Europe is Hungary's President Viktor Orban, and the Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The left is organizing against him as well, in the same way that they're organizing against Donald Trump, who, by the way, yet another story out today, Rasmussen reports Donald Trump's popularity has risen to 50%. And he had his lowest popularity. Not that these are the, you know, the ne plus ultra of our thinking, but his popularity had gone, according to Rasmussen, down to 42% after the election. It's now at 50%, on the rise after all the recent events, which have created such a furor. Here is the Orban story. How much time do we got? We got one segment left after this break. We'll see you in just a minute.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Indeed we are. We are the
indeed,
ones who need it.
James, need it George wants 20 seconds.
Go ahead, George.
I will now read the official casualty statistics of Americans killed by North Koreans between 1950 and 1953. I'm sorry, I don't buy BS like that on the air. There were 33,000 combat deaths, 2,800 others, for a total of 36,516 dead Americans at the hands of North Koreans. The total there were 92,000 wounded and 4,759 missing, for a total of 128,650 total U.S. casualties. That's the Pacific country of North Korea. All I can say is good grief.
Yeah, and a good number of those American killed after being captured or positions overrun. They didn't take prisoners.
I want to go there. I have two personal friends that were on the Pueblo, and they were taken prisoner. You want to pee in your pants? We'll all sit down with my old buddy Dunny and a few others who are prisoners in North Korea for quite a few years. It was not Hollywood, sports fans.
Yes, and speaking of Korea and Hollywood, I want to just touch on Viktor Orban and what he has to say about George Soros, Paul. The same story. I used to ride in the back of my buddy's Honda 50 motorcycle. We'd go up Mandeville Canyon Road to Harry Morgan, that's one of those stars of MASH. We'd go to his house and play poker with his sons, Danny and Paul, when I was in junior high. Just a sort of a small world story there. And let's go. I want to just touch on Viktor Orban. This is a beautiful, wonderful story. He says, calling international politics a battlefield, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban told his newspaper, Magyar Idők, that Hungary's sovereignty is under constant attack from foreign interests and the powerful left-wing activist George Soros, adding that mass migration threatens the future of Europe. He urged for the preservation of Christian civilization. This the reason I know how to pronounce Magyar, which means Hungarian, Idok, is that back when I was playing cards with Paul and Danny Morgan in Harry Morgan's house, I was also collecting stamps, and I learned that off of one of my Hungarian stamps, which read, Talpra Magyar, Hia Haza, meaning stand up, Hungarian, your country is calling. And he says, today we live in a time when international politics is a battlefield. Let me get down to a quote here because we're going to run out of time. He says, this is what our future stands or falls on, the fate of Europe. The question is whether the character of European nations will be determined by the same spirit, civilization, culture, and mentality as in our parents' and grandparents' times, or by something completely different. And he says, let me get to his quote. This is so beautiful. We want to preserve the foundations of Europe. We do not want parallel societies. We do not want population exchanges. And we do not want to replace Christian civilization with a different kind. Therefore, we are building fences, defending ourselves.
I like Viktor. Bring him on.
We'll talk more about Viktor Orban tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturing